This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm joined in the studio by...
Arvind Raj.
And Audrey Raj.
And of course our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine. We are going to be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock, as per usual. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Our story today, whilst Arvind gets himself comfortable, I don't know if you can hear all the shuffling in the background.
You don't have to say it.
I do have to say it. This is a conversation with the one person who's listening at home. They want to know what we're doing.
Sure.
Arvling. That's a new name.
Arvling.
Arvling, I like that. Oh. Arvling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. We're going with that.
It's like a clone me.
Arvling. Yeah.
Arvling.
Hot Yoda 97 is also another nickname if you don't know already. Anyway, the question that we're talking about and asking you today is, how do you deal with your new job jitters? Your January job jitters. I've not had any drink, I can assure you of that. Now, more people start jobs in January than at any other time of the year. And if you're amongst them, we're going to talk through a few tips how you can sail through your first few weeks. And we'd like to hear from you. You guys that have just started a new job, how did you manage with your first couple of weeks? And if you started this new job a year ago, tell us how you've been getting on for the last year. We'd like to know all about that. That's what we're discussing. We're then going to be moving on to a story about cash, plastic, or hand.
Yes, Amazon wants you to be able to pay for your stuff using your hand.
Using your hand.
Just your hand.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And then Arvling will be talking all about saving, not destroying in Fortnite.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop doing that now.
No, you can.
No, I'm not. I'll stop doing it.
Yeah.
I like it. Right. Excuse me whilst I giggle just a little bit. If you'd like to get in touch, again, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Okay. So for many professionals, finding and starting a new job at the beginning of a new year is at the top of their to-do list. So perhaps it's not surprising that more professionals start new jobs in January than at any other time of the year, according to a recent LinkedIn analysis of its members who started new positions from 2014 to 2018. My two other presenters in the studio here have both cringed at the word of LinkedIn. I saw them both go, because neither of them have a LinkedIn profile.
What is LinkedIn?
What is LinkedIn? Mm. Audrey, why don't you tell him? You did an entire show about it.
I will find out. I still have 11 months to go. 11 months and, I don't know, 10 days or something like that.
Just a reminder, listeners, that Audrey's New Year's resolution was to get herself a LinkedIn profile.
LinkedIn,
yeah. Mm. If you're in the crop of new hires starting out in new job January and are feeling these new job jitters, you're not alone. In fact, 80% of professionals are nervous before they start a new job. And with these feelings kicking in right before the first day for most and lasting through the first couple of months for a lot of other people. Now, based on input from thousands of professionals, LinkedIn learned that new job jitters, but it's very difficult to say that, you know.
Job jitters?
New job jitters.
It boils down to three things. 42% of those surveyed said they won't like their new job. Mm-hmm. 32% of them said that their colleagues or boss won't like them. And 55% of them said they won't master the learning curve and know how to do the job they were hired to do fast enough. That's a genuine concern, mostly. So how can you overcome nerves on the first few days, or let's be real, the first few months, and nail it at the outset? So the first thing, really, is to make a good impression. So most managers form an opinion of a new hire within the first 2 weeks of the job, and being capable of being able to do the work is only one piece of the puzzle. Do yourself a favor and ask lots of questions that show you're eager to learn about how things are done in your new job. Show respect for and follow your managers and co-workers' advice, even on the little things. I mean, you may have come from a very similar background. Your job has been very similar to the one that you're moving into. Perhaps you've moved up a step. But don't come in with that, oh, I'm going to change things in here. I'm going to do things my way. So, you know, because that kind of mindset annoys people. You know, you want to come in and find out how it's done before you start trying to adjust that.
Putting your stamp on things.
Yeah, before you start adjusting that apple cart. So build your professional community from day one. One of the simplest ways to start building these relationships is to make a point of learning everybody's name on the first day tour.
That is tough.
It's very tough, right? But one of the ways that we can do it, of course, as you know, is to use somebody's name in a sentence regularly. right, Boris? And, you know, keep doing that thing where we've had that trick. And, you know, when you meet somebody and you've forgotten their name, and there's that old trick of kind of shaking their hand and saying, what was your name again? And they'll tell you their name. You go, no, I meant your surname. And then, boom, you've already got their full name. Mm-hmm. Play that one. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Just strike up a conversation or better yet, ask them for work questions or advice. Understanding your manager's expectations. So make time early on to meet with your new manager to ask what's expected of you, how and where you can find the support you need to learn your new job, and ask how your performance will be measured. Are there benchmarks you can work towards? Are there KPIs? All of that kind of stuff. Now, keeping your skills up to date, of course, is a big thing. Are you someone who collaborates with others well? Can you read a room? Are you effective at persuasion? We're not talking about like the hard skills. These soft skills are actually the most in demand by employers in 2020, according to a new report, of course, from LinkedIn. So it's really quite simple. Take the time to fill out expectations, build relationships, and learn as much as you can about the workplace culture to ease into your new role. I've been here 10 years. Ords, you've been here, what, eight?
Nine.
Mm-hmm. Of four?
Almost four.
Four. How did you feel when you first joined? Oh, I'll start with you first.
A lot of people don't know this, but I was offered another job that they told me I was good at. The same time I was offered the job here. The only reason I took the job here is because of job jitters. Because the other job that I was offered didn't give me any jitters at all because I knew I could do it. Mm. The job here, I had no idea how to do. It's like completely new. I wasn't from radio or I had no experience doing any of these things. So the only reason I picked it was because it gave me like massive job jitters. I had no idea what I was walking into. And because of the steep learning curve, I thought it would be more interesting than the other job. So I picked the one here. So I don't know exactly how I overcame it, but I think because the environment here is very, I wouldn't say sink or swim, but it's sort of deep end. Like the moment you join, you get put to the deep end and you get a lot of work and you get to sort of absorb the culture and the workflow and the way work is done here in this office and the studios and stuff. There was no time to think so much about job jitters. It's very much about you're here, learn as much as you can within the first couple of weeks or months and then get going. Mm. So I guess that's how I overcame job jitters.
I think for me, it's the opposite. You know, having worked in the radio industry for years and then, you know, going into the financial vertical and just, you know, like sinking in there in a very weird culture for me, you know, coming from the radio industry and moving into the banking line.
Yeah.
When I had the opportunity to come back into radio, it just felt like I was coming home. You know, I remember the culture and, you know, working at BFM here, you know, it's like you're working with family every day. You're walking home, you know, you've got your colleague who's like bit like like your aunt, and you've got another colleague who's a bit like your brother, you know. So it just feels so. It felt like home for me. So I had the opposite, experience from Arv. But I remember what it was like, you know, on my first day walking into the bank that I moved from radio into the banking line, right? And I had all these jitters, you know, that they said in this article. You're worried that you won't like your job. You're worried that you won't master the learning curve quickly enough to kind of, you know, get on with doing your job, and you're worried that your colleagues and your boss won't like you, you know, because it's like it just felt like fish out of water is what I felt like. And I can understand that these would be concerns that anyone would have. But coming into BFM, two out of three, for me, like I knew how to do the job and I knew that I would like the job. It's just a matter of, you know, making friends. So it kind of made it easier for me coming back to BFM.
It's interesting that you mentioned it felt like coming back home, because even though I didn't come from radio, some elements like the studios and the recording and using, you know, like
new equipment
and stuff is very much like what I did in college. So in college, I studied sound engineering and media technology. So it is very much like that college environment. And because the studio sort of smelled the same, it had the acoustics and the carpets and stuff, it had that audio equipment smell, that sort of gave me a bit of comfort. So I felt like I was going back to doing what I'd initially studied or what I'd initially pursued in the first place before I got my first job. So I guess that helped. It makes sense. It felt like going back to something familiar, but also at the same time, it felt like walking into something like I'd never done before.
Going into a studio, closing the door behind you, turning off all the lights and taking a big, deep breath going, yeah, That sounds like, it smells like a recording studio.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. I'd like to know, Rich, you know, when you first came to Malaysia and had to work, you know, and it's not only a new country, but, you know, a new company. So everything is fresh. I'm sure you had more than just jitters. It would have been like jitters on hyperdrive.
Yeah. I'll be honest, though, it was more difficult in when I moved to China because of the language barrier. So that was a bigger issue. So moving here and starting here was a little easier. Like you, Auds, it was walking into a studio and you're like, oh, thank heavens for that. You know, I've walked into a studio. I'm having no trouble communicating. I don't have to use a lot of hand signals, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I did, of course, have jitters because, like you, I'd been in radio for a long time, but I hadn't really been in a business radio station. You know, I'd done entertainment radio and music and all of that kind of stuff. But I'd also focused for a while on hard news. So it was that combination of two, and I'd never really touched upon business. So it was a case of, do I know enough to be able to carry this convincingly? You know, how much research do I need to do? Is this something I'm going to have to like be tying myself down to regularly and constantly updating myself? Mm. And that was the worry, was that I'm not learning enough quick enough to be able to be convincing, you know. So that was kind of my concern. But the other thing that was a bit of an issue was when I first started working here was about how hot it was, you know. So I remember,
and now you love it.
And now I love it. I remember going to the old building, and just before my first interview, I'd got a shirt on, I'd got a tie on, I was dressed all smart. By the time that I got up to the, what floor were we on back then? Whatever.
Fifth floor.
By the time I got to the fifth, I was drenched in sweat, and I'm thinking to myself, right now, I do not feel my most confident. You know, and I remember going into the washroom, it was kind of patting my face. And at the end of the day, you're on radio. People don't see what you look like, right?
I remember feeling like very overdressed.
Yeah.
Like on the first day.
Yeah.
I'm wearing way too many things or way too much at the moment.
And more on that in a minute, Arfling. Right. Time for a short break. The question then, of course, how do you overcome your new job jitters? Let us know. You know, have you managed to get over it in the last couple of weeks if you started a new job just in this month? If you started last year, January, February, you know, let us know how you've dealt with it then. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Music up next from the Black Keys with Eagle Birds. We did manage to get some Vox Pops. We'll be hearing from those very shortly. And then just a little bit later on, Cash, Plastic or Hand. BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Raj
and Audrey Raj.
You got your name wrong.
Oh, Arvling.
There we go.
I'm supposed to say my name's Arvling.
Okay. Just for today.
Okay.
We've been asking you
the stuff I sign up for.
I know, right? This is how we get over your jitters. How have you overcome your new job jitters in January? Your January job jitters.
Mm-hmm.
See, I had a speech impediment when I was a kid, right? Can you tell sometimes that I stumble over my words? Yeah, there you go. Right, so how do you get over yours? We've asked you over on Twitter and over on Instagram and WhatsApp. Let's start with Twitter first.
There's one here from Gwen who says, smile and engage in lots of small talk.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that works.
This comes from Ro, who says, best tip for new job jitters, avoid the morning roadside nasi lemak stall closest to the office. You're already nervous, don't add fuel to the anxious, bubbling tummy.
Thanks for that, Ro.
It sounds very specific.
Yeah, very specific. Sounds like he's speaking from experience as well.
I don't know, because I would have thought that would be a good idea, you know, to go to the closest like breakfast pot and maybe even bump into some of your colleagues who are having breakfast there. You know, then you can actually see them before you get into the office, and that would make it easier to, you know, strike up a conversation. But maybe just don't have the nasi lemak itself.
Mm.
Right? Just have a teh tarik or something.
Yeah,
you could be like, didn't I see you this morning at the nasi lemak stand?
Yeah. Mm.
That's how you,
that leads is that why to you have a bubbling tummy?
Could be.
Yeah. Conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that making small talk?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Gwen said.
Not that on your first day, that conversation might make you feel a little bit awkward.
You don't know.
You don't know that. Over to Insta Story. We've got It's Shazmazen. He said, just be yourself. I'm sorry, I butchered your name. Shuko has said, I never did. At my last toxic job, I had to leave after a few months. I'm still scarred 3.5 months on. Sorry about that. Ming T Chan has said, don't be afraid to ask questions, whether you are an intern or a manager. That's very good advice. You know, and I think a lot of people kind of struggle with that, where they go into that new job and, again, if you've already got a little bit of experience, they might be worried that asking questions makes you look foolish. Actually, no, it does the opposite. You know, for the most part, most managers will be happy to answer your questions. In fact, all of your colleagues will be happy to answer your questions because they want to know that you're curious. They want to know that you're going to do the job correctly.
Yeah, like what's the name of this office?
This office.
Yeah, like that's the first question you should ask when you join. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Where are you
working? Where am I?
Where am I right
yeah.
now? Yeah. I don't know.
How did I get here?
Yeah, how did I? Okay. shall we move on to some Vox Pops? So what Christine did, our producer of the day, of course, say hello, Christine.
Hola.
Is she managed to go up to the co-working space just upstairs and ask a bunch of people up there, how did they overcome their new January job jitters?
I had to eventually decide to make time for myself because I realized that with the intensity of my job, I wasn't going to miraculously have time. So I decided to spend an hour every evening doing something that I enjoyed, you know, either reading or art or sewing, just something to take my mind off things. That kind of helped me regain a sense of creativity that I felt like I'd lost for a while.
Usually I try to make as much friends as possible and try to talk to almost everyone, just to get to know them so that I feel at home.
Basically, by just coming into work as early as possible on a daily basis, trying to make sure that I'm well-educated with the business and trying to perform as best as I can.
I guess overcoming job jitters, it's daunting when you start a new job and you're unsure. The best thing to do is to research online about what your future job is going to be like, what's expected of you. But I think the most important thing you can do is talk to your line leader or your direct boss, right? That's going to give you a clear idea of what to expect and how to avoid the feelings of nervousness and being unsure about what you can expect.
Interesting piece of advice there. Mm-hmm. Eh? Mm-hmm. Speaking to your line leader, as we mentioned in the article, is something that's important to kind of get your benchmark and know what you need to do. For me, though, I think without being too disruptive, which I have been accused of in the past at previous jobs, is to talk to your colleagues, you know, find out a lot about them. But there's that fine line, of course, depending on how long you've been at a place, about oversharing and undersharing. Mm. And, you know, like you said, Ords, we've been here a long time and we talk a lot, you know, and we're very close in that regard. But there, of course, are other companies like the banking industry, I'd imagine, where some of the conversations that we have wouldn't fly so much in an industry like that. And I remember years ago when I was working for the Royal Mail over in the UK, and it was a job that I absolutely detested. And it was a job that was between me finishing one thing and going off to university, and I needed a place to work where I earned a bit of cash. And it was essentially it boiled down to data input work, you know, very boring, very, you know, monotonous kind of work. And I was sat at this console, and I remember there being a colleague sat directly opposite me and one on either side of me. And I literally felt like a robot where I had to meet these benchmarks of inputting this amount of data throughout the day. And even just turning to your colleague and very briefly saying, you know, how was your day? What did you get up to over your weekend? Where were you? What films did you see? Just, you know, your normal. And the boss, I remember coming past going, shh.
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, how can you enjoy going to a place like this?
Like working here.
And actually working there, you know, and it literally felt like you were being cattle herded into a pen somewhere and being told what to do constantly.
I guess when you're stuck in a job like that, then crafting out time, like crafting out social time becomes a bit of a skill too that you have to pick up on the job.
It exactly did. And it was stuff like, you know, figuring out how much time you have when you go to make a cup of coffee before your boss realizes, oh, you've been gone more than 2.4 minutes, you know, and in those 2.4 minutes, you've managed to have an entire day's conversation almost. you know,
it's stressful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So when I was looking up this topic, I came across this article in the World Economic Forum Agenda, and it said that your first day on the job could be your most memorable day in your career, and it could also prove to be the most stressful. So the one thing you can do is you can prepare for this. Taking a passive approach is apparently the wrong way to go. You need to be proactive. Mm. And they tell you that you should prepare like even before the first workday starts. So sit down and prepare a list of questions that you would ask your colleagues, ask the HR person, because that could be the first person that you make contact on the first day of your new job. And then, of course, your line manager as well. And just have like a whole bunch of questions just to get the conversation going. Because sometimes when you walk in and you're not prepared with these questions, and then you go home at the end of the day and you're like, oh, I should have asked about this. And then it becomes a bit awkward to ask those questions like maybe 2 weeks down or 3 weeks down, right?
It's like when somebody gets your name wrong on the first day and you feel bad about correcting them for it. Yeah, you know, 5 years later, you're still George or whatever they've decided to call you on that day.
True. Yeah. So that's one of those things. You got to like put down questions that you have for your colleagues, for your manager, for the people at work. But you should also put down like a 30-second elevator pitch about yourself. So whenever you meet someone, you're not struggling to at that moment like introduce yourself and tell them where you've been, where you're coming from, who your previous employer was, and also what your job scope is at that new office as well. So that will also help maybe them give you advice or you know, could get the conversation going that way as well. So preparation is key to kind of eliminate those job jitters.
Stay away from office gossip as well in the first few days, you know, because that will be, it will rear its head. And there are people in office situations where they will try to sniff out what side you're on, even on the first day, you know, and you've got to be very careful that you don't fall into that trap and
one of those camps.
Drop into a camp very early on, right?
And another thing that you shouldn't do is you shouldn't actually carry the negative baggage from your old job and then like, oh, I left this place because this place had such a terrible whatever. That also kind of creates a negative impression.
Yeah, don't complain about your ex-boss on like the first day.
Yeah.
It like leaves a bad impression. But also, do you guys think that job jitters are good? Like the feeling of that slight nervousness because it's new, right? In a way, if you're moving jobs and you don't have job jitters, I'm not saying that you should have job jitters, but if you are completely comfortable, it means that you're moving from one comfort zone to another comfort zone.
Right.
That's how I feel at least. So that feeling of that nervousness, that not knowing what's coming next, the jitters that you need to get over sort of gives you a feeling of freshness, like you're doing something new.
I still get that when I've been away for a holiday, you know, a breakaway from work, maybe, you know, a week away or 10 days away, when I'm coming up and I get out of the elevator on this floor, I'm like, deep breath, off we go, into work, mindset, done.
But at least, you know, if you're feeling those jitters, you know that you're on your toes, you're ready to react. So that's a positive way of looking at it as well. Yeah.
Time for a break then, folks. The question, of course, how have you overcome your January job jitters or your new job jitters? Do let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We've got music coming up in a moment from Elvis Presley with Love Me Tender, Love Me True. And of course, just after the after 12:30, we will have a Bursa update courtesy of Audrey today. Not Arvling. Arvling's taking a little break. But we'll be back in just a few moments on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.